Okay.
Alrighty, hello, hello. This is a pre-record, as I say at the top of every pre-record. I am chatting with perhaps the King of Christchurch. I don't know how to put it. Tony Chestnut, hello.
Oh, good day there, Ben. How are you bloody going?
Even better now that I'm hearing your voice. I'm glad that we can lay it out, as we just said before I hit record.
Yeah. Well, we were having a bit of a before radio lad chat, so it's exciting to, you know, lad it up again with you right now, because, you know, we're two very laddy lads.
Oh, yeah. Oh, honestly, the fact I'm already being transported to the club rooms, you know, I've got a beer in my hand.
Do you go? Which RSA do you head up on a Friday?
Hornby?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's actually the opposite of side of town for me, but maybe I'll see you there one Friday soon.
Oh, sounds nice. Yeah, we can bet on some horses, all that. Good stuff.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't do the horses. I don't like the animal racing. I much prefer to bet on my mate Steve.
Oh, Steve? What do you and Steve get up to?
Well, Steve and Brian, if you give them a couple of jugs and then you just set them off on the racetrack, they go pretty fast.
Away laughing. Oh, I love.
Yeah, well, the good thing is with those guys, Steve and Brian can give consent, so it's no problem to throw them around the racetrack. They actually like getting whipped.
Oh, good. Hey, we're accommodating here on RD Breakfast, so I'm pleased to hear.
Can we say that on the breakfast show? I don't know. I should have checked.
Hey, we have. Get into it.
Hey, yeah, fantastic. Good with it, everyone.
Speaking of animals, I hear you're quite the party animal, Tony.
I am the party animal, actually. So this Friday I won't be at the RSA because I'll be at the bloody dark room and I'll be having a party with all my friends. We've got burlesque, we've got music, we've got comedy. Yeah, it's going to be lots of fun.
Gosh, all of those things, comedy, music, burlesque, what isn't there?
Yeah, well, there won't be hymns.
Hymns, or well, there's enough himbos right there.
Oh, that's a bloody good one. I don't quite get it, but...
Oh my gosh. What about the dark room? Why the dark room?
Oh, well, the dark room are bloody good friends of mine, actually. I do perform there quite regularly for the Lads on Tour that Feather Unsure runs. Because it's level two at the moment, it's obviously quite hard hitting for venues, and they're normally a music venue predominantly. So we're putting on a special seated show for level two that's specially for level two. It's going to be heaps of fun. I've actually been practicing a Robbie Williams song.
Oh yeah, Angels, is it?
No,
please tell me.
Kids.
Oh. Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, his mashup with Kylie Minogue is fantastic. And I've been doing... Do you know the rap at the end?
I have no idea.
Oh, well, I found out actually that song is 21 years old, which is quite mind-blowing. But do yourself a treat. Come on Friday and listen to the rap at the end of that song. That rap at the end of the song is alone worth the ticket price. It's absolutely bananas.
Amazing.
It references Sean Connery, sodomy, and Billy Connolly.
Oh, well, I'm there. Those are my three interests.
Exactly. Mine too, funnily enough.
Fun for the whole whanau. Amazing.
Is an R18 show, though. There are boobs.
Oh, well, there you go. Gosh, there you go. Well, I shouldn't put it past you, Tony. You are 59 years old. So how are you mustering the energy as a near retiree?
Well, you're only as young as you feel, you know. Mm. And some days I'm older and some days I'm younger. And let's hope on Friday I'm feeling a bit like a spring chicken, eh?
Hey, you know it, yes. So now I'm hungry.
Oh, me too. Bloody chickens are yum.
We've got a chat about, I guess, COVID-19 and how it's impacted the art scene, Tony. So considering that the show is following level two rules, I guess, how's it been dealing with the pandemic in the art space?
Can I say shit?
Yeah, word.
Yeah, shit.
So it's bloody good,
obviously. You know, the government's response has been bloody good, you know. Mm. But it's just been all round a bit shit house for everyone. I would say my two top tips are get vaccinated, and also support all your small businesses and your artists by putting your money where your mouth is, you know. If you don't use it, you lose it.
Speak with your wallet, indeed. In that sense, it's great that this event is going on to see the Ōsatahi scene enlivened again. I actually recently chatted with Ocean Denham, who's on the lineup.
She's bloody good, isn't she?
Oh, hell yeah. So I guess in this sense, the variety show stars so many fantastic artists. What's it been like bringing all of them together into this diverse lineup and show?
Oh, I tell you what, I'm so excited. I've actually got a crush on every single person on the lineup. So it's going to be quite spicy backstage, I think. I'm hoping, I've got my fingers crossed for a post-show orgy. Can I say that at 7? I don't know. But
yeah.
So we've got Angela Rose, who's a fantastic burlesque performer. We've got Lacey Rose. You know, I'm like a thorn between two roses. Yes.
I was going to steal my line.
Oh, sorry about it. And we've got Ocean Denham, Audrey Porn, two fantastic comedians. I'm so excited. And then we've got Mythical Hayes, who's going to be doing some singing, and she's going to be the Kylie to my Robbie.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Kids no more.
What? Yeah, no, because I'm 59.
Yes. I hate to remind you, Tony. Sorry, I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah.
So two shows. When and where can I get the tickets?
You can get them on Humanitix, and they're a bloody good ticketing agency because all of the booking fee profits go to help Māori and Pacifica girls get into school and get all the resources that they need to do school stuff.
I love to hear it. And I love to hear you so engaged in your community, Tony.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been a bit of a dickhead for the last 58 years. And since my wife left me, I thought, oh, yeah, she's got a point. So I'm just doing a bit of soul searching and kind of trying to undo a lot of... That's why I don't do the dog racing anymore, because I realised I like my dog and I wouldn't want him to be running around the bloody field. So, yeah, it's never too late for a bit of self-discovery is what I say.
It's just me laughing in the background this whole time. Oh.
I thought you were crying with joy. Oh,
I am.
It's quite invalidating now that you're laughing.
No, I love to
hear it. I'm kidding. Yeah, that's great, Ben.
I'll just have to head on down to the show for some more laughs then.
Yeah, you should. Hey, this lad chat got weirdly wholesome at the end, didn't it?
Oh, well, we can make it unwholesome if you like. What do people watch? Did you see the rugby? I don't know.
That wasn't really that unwholesome. That was just lots of beginnings of sentences.
I'm not allowed.
I love how much of a kind guy you are. And I think it's important to say lad chat doesn't always have to be unwholesome. You could talk about boobs in a respectful way.
Mm.
Good though, aren't they?
Yep.
Sorry, wrong audience actually. Sorry, I should read the room.
Yeah, and lad chats don't also have to be so mask, shall we say. Let's get into that.
Yeah. Do you like testicles?
That's a ballsy question, Tony.
Oh, good on you, Ben. That's bloody good. Sorry, I've taken this interview off the rails.
Yeah, well, what do you want to ask me? Gosh.
Okay, I'd love to ask you, how do you take your coffee or tea in the morning?
Oh, anything but straight, I tell you. Nah, I only drink those awful sachets.
Oh, that's
disgusting.
Ben,
I know.
You gotta love yourself more, mate. Get yourself a coffee machine or at least a filter thing.
There's a coffee machine in the RDU studio that I have on record never touched in my 3 years of being here. So, hey, my sachets have lasted me this long. Yep.
You deserve better. You need to take the time to invest in yourself, all right? Do me a favor. Take all those, and they're good, bad for the environment too. Take your sachets, empty them out into the ocean, and get using the coffee machine. Oh, it's not one of those bloody pod ones, is it?
It can be.
Oh, well, set the damn thing on fire.
I actually hate to tell you, but I do have a coffee machine, but it is the pod one. That's not a joke. It's not a joke, I know. But yes, Party Time with Tony. If you're listening in, head on down for music, burlesque, comedy, and of course, none other than Tony himself.
Yeah, bloody good on you. And anyone that has a pod machine at home, you're not invited.
Always a pleasure, Tony. Yes, thanks. Thanks again, Mr. Chestnut.
Good on you. Good on you, Mr. Ben. Pleasure chatting.
Oh my God.